Thanks, Vic. Jordan, you're now just leaving the Titans meeting room after watching 9-on-7. What did you take away from today's practice?
Today, you know, we're getting after a little bit. It's the first day back, so we're kind of getting the base stuff going the first, second down, and we got a lot of technique we're working on. Like today, the coach is really harped on getting the details right. You know, at the end of the year, you kind of can get sloppy. So he said really hone down and get those things squared away so we don't, you know, end up making bigger mistakes out of not doing the little things right.
When you look at this Kansas City Chiefs defense, what jumps out to you?
They got a lot of big guys that can move. They're pretty athletic up front. They got a great linebacker, and they got some guys that are some stout guys up in the three techniques and the nose tackle. So it's going to be a tough week again. You know, I think they got one of the better defenses that we play, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Defensive back Eric Berry, when you look at him on film, what do you take away from his progress?
He could do it all. He's one of those guys that covers tight ends in the nickel package, and he'll be in there in one-on-one matchups, and he does a great job with that. He can run up, make tackles. He can play in the box. He can play in the back. So he's a great player, and he's definitely a guy we got to watch out for.
And for yourself, what are you really focusing in on this week?
Just getting better from last week, you know, looking at the game tape and working on the little things, the details, the assignments, and the technique, and just overall trying to get better at my position. Like every week, it's a process, and that's just the goal, is to get better from the previous week.
And speaking of last week, let's talk about your role, because you get in during that 94-yard touchdown drive, and you come up big on a shallow cross that you take for 23 yards.
Yeah, you know, that was one of those matches we try to get in with the linebacker, and we got a mismatch with him, and made an out route, went to the sideline, Brandon threw it in the spot where I can make a move on the guy, and made a miss and try to get some yak, and it was a pivotal point of the game, so I was excited to contribute in that aspect. So we got the win, and I'm happy I can, you know, help out with that.
And how was that win, especially when you look at Sheldon Brown? He comes up huge with an interception and just changes the momentum of the game.
Yeah, he's done awesome for us. You know, they, for some reason, they keep testing him, and he keeps making big plays. So he's a steady guy. He's a great leader for our team, and it's awesome to see him make plays. And it was huge at that point of the game. You know, I think he won us the game basically with that play.
And how's quarterback Brandon Whedon coming along? I mean, because he seemed like he was just like cool hand Luke in that huddle.
Yeah, that's, he usually is. He's got a good demeanor about him. I don't think he ever is really flustered back there. He'll make a mistake, and the next play he'll bounce back and really make up for it. So he was great during that last drive. He was tough in there. You know, he got hit a couple times, but he was hanging in there tough, and it was fun to see him progress during that game. And his confidence, you can tell, was, you know, getting more and more as the game went on.
And most of all, he finds his tight ends.
Yeah, Ben, you know, he's a great target to have. Ben can run real fast. He's strong. He's physical, and he's a perfect weapon for a new quarterback.
And just overall, how's the mood in and around the locker room, and as well as in the building?
I think guys are a lot more confident now, and I think you can tell our team knows that this squad is going to go somewhere. You know, I think Cleveland's tired of hearing that word, oh, next year or whatever. But I think this team is a solid foundation, and a lot of young guys that are being taught by these older guys how to win. And I think it's something that's going to be you'll see it in the near future here. I think a lot of guys will buy into the whole program and how the coaches are doing it. So I think it's been great, and the progress we've made in the past 5 weeks has been huge, and I think you'll be able to see that in the next 4 weeks.
Well, Jordan, thanks for checking in with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Back to you, Vic.